Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey friends, happy Monday and welcome to the podcast this week. Coming at you a little bit late today because honestly, I had a hard time getting started this morning. I spent the week off of the podcast and off of work, and it was really nice. It was nice to have kind of a breath of fresh air and to feel refreshed coming back. But if I'm being really honest, I really struggled through the week. I struggled because of some personal things. I had a hard day at therapy. There was a lot going on in my personal life. And I forgot for a minute why I do what I do. And it wasn't until a couple of you reached out to me, asked me how I was, had a few questions, were just curious about my story or my opinion or what I thought about a certain part of business. And some of you who truly encouraged me to get back out there. And while I forgot for a minute, you know, that I like my work and that, you know, it's fun to be in business and it's fun to have clients and it's fun to, you know, do work that matters and that feels like it impacts people. What I feel like I really forgot was that it's not about me. And I got kind of inward focused and focused on what was this doing for me when I've always strived to focus on what does this do for people. The seasons of my business where I've been frustrated or like I felt like everything was hard were the seasons when I was truly concerned about myself. And then I talked to you. A few of you reached out, like I said, and I talked to you and I realized you're real people with real problems and real struggles and real hurts and habits and hangups and all of these things that I know I can help with, and I've been through myself and I can share my experience. And for a minute, I forgot that it's about service. It's not about me at all, really. And so I wanted to encourage you, if you're starting out or you're struggling with how to help people or, you know, what should my business be or what do I call myself or all these questions we kind of talk about, I want you to ask yourself, who do I really want to help? Because everything always goes back to that. And until you can be really clear on that, it's really hard to show up. It's really hard to get out of bed. It's really hard to sit down and make content or write things or create videos on topics if you don't know who you're talking to. And this goes far beyond like building an avatar for your business and, you know, knowing like your target market and all of those jargony words that don't really have a whole lot of meaning for you if you're just starting out. But if you're only thinking about what you get to do and what your business is going to bring you and what your financial, you know, flourishing is going to bring you, it gets really hard and really meaningless, and you struggle to like want to do it after a while. I can tell you this. I've been doing this for 10 years, and there's a lot of seasons where I got discouraged and I got frustrated and I wanted to quit. Like so many. You can ask my husband, like pretty much there was a good couple of years, especially in the very beginning, where every other week I was like, that's it, I'm quitting. I'm gonna go be a barista. Like, peace, I'm out. This isn't working. But it always came back to, well, who needs me? And not in like a self-righteous, like I'm gonna go save them way, but like, who can I help? Because people need what you have. I firmly believe that if you have a skill and you have a gifting and you've been, you know, given this opportunity to equip other people or teach other people or help other people see life differently, that you have an obligation to share that with them. And as soon as we start looking at ourselves and thinking, well, you know, is this what I want or is this what I need or, you know, is this what I should be doing or am I doing the wrong thing? We get so caught up in how we're interacting that we've forgotten about the people who are impacted. And this changes when we understand the people that are impacted by us and we understand how deep that goes. It changes the way we show up. It changes how much we're willing to give online. It changes how much we're willing to be there for people and go above and beyond in the services they hire us for or the offers that they, you know, invest in with us. And it absolutely changes your view on your business when it's no longer about you and you achieving, you know, a certain revenue goal or a certain number of sales or a certain following count on Instagram. Like, you can have a bunch of followers and have a bunch of money, but do you know those people? And are you helping those people? Are you bringing good to those people? So I was thinking about it this morning, and I think that there's a macro way that we serve people, and then there's a micro way that we serve people. Not microwave. A small way and a large way. In the macro, we have this idea, right, of like, I'm going to, you know, help equip this type of women, and I want this vision to come forward, and I want to help them, you know, overcome this systematic issue. And that can often be really overwhelming. And then I think we can also swing to micro service, where it's like, they're in my DMs, I'm answering questions for them, you know, I'm talking to them one-on-one, I'm spending so much time on the phone, just equipping people, just encouraging people, coaching people, whatever, free or paid. And I think that the balance of service and business has to be both. You have to hold the vision, the macro vision, the big idea, the full systematic change you're trying to bring, alongside the micro service, alongside the practical day-to-day, you know, little bit here, a little bit there, a couple encouraging words here, a Instagram post there. We have to hold both of those in tension. And I think if we swing too far either way, it can become discouraging. So if we swing too far to the micro way, I keep saying micro way, it sounds like microwave. If we swing too far to the micro service, then it's like, oh, I'm just constantly on Instagram, or I'm constantly talking to people, or I'm so burned out because I can't see this big picture. I can only see the day-to-day tasks, right? The day-to-day conversations. But then if we swing too far to the vision side, we're not actually interacting with humans. We're just interacting with an idea and a concept, and that's not helpful either. So we've got to hold both, and one has to inform the other, right? So the micro conversations you're having are actually informing the macro vision that you're trying to put out there. And the macro vision that you're trying to put out there is actually teaching you how to show up in those micro service situations. So think about it that way. And maybe you swing one way or the other. I tend to swing to macro, and I don't get down in nitty gritty as much as I should. As soon as I do, though, all of a sudden my vision makes more sense. And maybe you swing the other way, right? Where you're like always in the DMs, you're constantly talking to people, you're, you know, looking up like, how do I make a workbook? How do I make a podcast cover? Like, what software should I download? And you're just constantly in those little tiny details. But you haven't ever actually sat down to plan out what things you want to change and what people you want to work with and how you want to see those people become new or become transformed. There has to be a balance of the two. And so for today, I want you to, if you're struggling and you're feeling discouraged, like you don't know what to post or you don't know how to share or who to talk to, I want you to first think about service. Stop thinking about yourself and what your business will do for you. If you focus on serving other people, those other things will come. Those other things, you know, you will get the money, you will get the followers, you will create a space for people, you will have those fulfilling moments. But you can't get those things without first focusing on serving people. And then if you are serving people, think about your balance here. How much time are you spending in the big vision, like casting idea, that concept, that systemic change? And how much time are you spending in the micro, little bitty, like really minute things in your business? And how can you kind of pull back and create a really healthy tension between the two so that you're helpful in both areas, but both areas also feed the opposite one? It's all about service. As soon as we stop thinking about serving other people, it gets gross, it gets compromised, it gets frustrating, it gets hard, you want to quit, it just feels gross, you don't feel good or like you're making a difference or like what you're doing matters, and it just gets hard. So always focus it back on service and get really specific about the kind of person you focus on and the kind of person that you serve. And then just talk to her and get to know her and listen to her and observe her and see her and read between the lines of who she is. People won't buy from you until they trust you. And they won't trust you until they know you. And they won't know you until you introduce yourself to them and start having conversations. So get out there, serve the people around you. You do have value to bring. And you'll learn that as soon as you stop worrying about yourself. Welcome to today's pep talk that Lila needed to hear that maybe you also needed to hear too. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope you have a great Monday. This episode is brought to you by my brand new 2021 program. I'm calling it the Leap Accelerator, and it is for exiting corporate women who want to move from the traditional and expected corporate cookie cutter path into a profitable and purposeful business model. So you have the control, lifestyle, schedule, and freedom you've been wanting. Now, I know 2021 has thrown a wrench in things, and I want to make sure that you leap with confidence. So we're going to spend a whole year together helping you match your corporate salary with your coaching business. Here's the Leap promise. We're going to help you leverage the skills you've cultivated to build a business model that fits the lifestyle that you want. We're going to help you earn money from your own offer creation and online brand. I'm going to help you accelerate your online content strategy so that the right people find you. And then we're going to propel you towards the woman, wife, mother, leader, whatever you've always wanted to be. This is the business in a box you've been looking for. Let me partner with you, and I'll be building your website and your brand and helping you manage your social media on the back end. And on the front end, I'll be teaching you how to show up as a coach with a specific skill set that you have worked so hard to build. And let's get you ready to leave your corporate job this time next year. To find out more information, go to thehigginscreative.com/leap and request a brochure. I can't wait to help you leap. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.